A recent case involving a disabled man tased by Syracuse police on a Centro bus last May has Syracuse lawmakers looking into the police department policy on using the electronic devices. In a meeting on Monday, common counselors heard from advocates who would like to see that policy updated. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the discussion is a delicate one at a time when there are two taser-related lawsuits against the city.
No one from the leadership of the Syracuse Police Department or Mayor Stephanie Miner's administration was in Common Council chambers yesterday for the committee discussion of the use of police tasers, but some members of the disabled community weighed in on the issue, like Sally Johnston, president of Disabled in Action of Greater Syracuse.
We need to have a more clear policy on taser use so that all of us can feel safe.
Miner spokesman Tim Carroll says the administration would be glad to talk about the issue, but because there are two lawsuits against the city regarding taser use,
it was just probably going to put our people in a position that could jeopardize the city in these various lawsuits and eventually hit us in the pocketbook, and we didn't think that was the best form. But we do welcome any constructive suggestions.
And there are suggestions. From the Central New York chapter of the New York Civil Liberties Union, spokeswoman Barry Gawanter says, among other things, there should be more specific guidelines that would, for example, outline situations in which to avoid taser use.
The best thing to do would be to sit down with community leaders and collaboratively try to enhance the policy.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.